China has trained at least 2,000 African law enforcement and military officers since 2018 at the People's Armed Police Schools. Some regional experts say this education is part of China's strategy to promote its governance model and advance its political, ideological and military interests, Mohammed Yusuf reports. For several years before the COVID-19 pandemic, China offered 100,000 scholarships to students, civil servants, military officers and media practitioners every 3 years through the Forum for China-Africa Cooperation. In a recent study published by the United States Institute of Peace, military training takes 2-3% of the scholarships offered to Africa. Paul Nantulia is a research associate at the Africa Center for Strategic Studies. He says China is expanding its influence beyond economic development.
The Chinese military is essentially a military wing of the Communist Party of China. Now, that is also key in the sense that the Chinese military is also a political actor in its own right. So it also interacts with political parties, it interacts with parliament, and its political commissars are included in delegations that visit these different African countries. So that's the reason why I refer to it as military political work. The key objective is to build influence and to build familiarity and to build interoperability with African forces.
Many liberation forces in Africa, including Zimbabwe's ZANU-PF party and South Africa's African National Congress, received extensive military support and training in China. Those ties to China's People's Liberation Army remain today. Earlier this year, South Africa held training exercises with Chinese and Russian forces. China trains African security officers on its history, military doctrine, use of political commissars in running the affairs of the state, and use of artillery, air and land power studies. China's Communist Party uses the party-army model, where the military is loyal to the party, not the constitution, government or state. In many African countries, military forces have shifted away from this model since the introduction of the multi-party democracy. Instead, military leaders pledge their allegiance to the constitution. South Africa-based political analyst Nsikelelo Breakfast says any training that teaches the military to interfere with the civilian rule undermines democracy-building efforts in Africa.
It goes against the democracy as understood by many, arguably, on a global scale, you know. So the omission of separating these three entities, the military, the state and the party, might be seen to be a bit problematic, and then poses a danger to the construct of a democracy in the modern era on the African continent.
Some African political parties and political elite have used the military to help them run the affairs of the country and manage the population. Human rights and political experts say that has resulted in a lack of respect for constitutions, human rights violations, rigged elections and leaders staying in office long after their terms ended. Nantulia says Africa needs to keep uniformed forces away from civilian rule.
We look at all these coups that have taken place, and we also look at Africa's history of military government. So yes, African countries have the freedom to train with whoever they want to train with, but they also need to take cognizance of the fact that that they're duty-bound to respect their constitutional principles, to respect those constitutional provisions, and to ensure that partisan control of the armed forces is eliminated, because the dangers are obvious and do not bear repeating here.
In the past 3 years, six African countries have experienced coups, and transitioning from military rule to civilian government has become a challenge. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.